studio time is 6 o'clock.
This is WBEN Radio News, including the world tonight and today in business. This portion brought to you by Glenn Campbell Chevrolet in Williamsville. I'm Lou Douglas. A candidate for mayor of North Tonawanda in the primary 4 weeks from today was found dead of natural causes at his home this afternoon. Funeral arrangements were being made for 55-year-old Stanley Turecki of Lindsay Street, a longtime North Tonawanda tavern operator and political figure. Mr. Turecki, former president of the council, had been waging a primary battle against the incumbent Democratic mayor, Edward Rioter. Livingston County Judge Joseph Montesano is dead. The jurist was 62 years old. He resided in Mount Morris. 10 persons indicted by a federal grand jury investigating organized crime appeared in Buffalo Federal Court today. Reputed kingpin Russell Buffalino and 9 others entered not guilty pleas. 2 employees of the Hooker Chemical Plant in Niagara Falls were admitted to Memorial Medical Center late this afternoon after they were overcome by gas at the plant. Jimmy Thompson has details.
Under treatment are 49-year-old William Nalbone of 1010 Upper Mountain Road, Lewiston, and 34-year-old Samuel Hamilton of 6 Creek Court. A Hooker Company spokesman said the pair were found overcome by fellow employees at the Buffalo Avenue plant, and he said they were repairing a pipe leak in an absorber unit in an area where fire retardant chemicals are manufactured. Jimmy Thompson in Niagara Falls for WBEN Radio News.
Stop looking because they're here at Glenn Campbell Chevrolet. They're brand new Chevy trucks. A large shipment of Chevy trucks has rolled into Glenn Campbell Chevrolet. 1/2 and 3/4 ton pickups, love trucks, suburban carryalls. See them all at Glenn Campbell. And Glenn Campbell has the selection. Your choice of colors, engines, transmissions in stock and available for immediate delivery during the special purchase truck sale. For trucks, it's Glenn Campbell Chevrolet, 5110 Main Street, Williamsville.
The City of Buffalo Law Department has given 9 former city employees identified in grand jury indictments as no-shows until Friday to repay their salaries to the city treasury. The city is expecting $72,727.27, or it will institute court action. The 9 men in question were seasonal laborers with the Street Sanitation Department. 4 defendants in the federal bribery case against the Jamestown-based automatic voting machine company entered not guilty pleas in Buffalo Federal Court today. Each of the defendants was continued free on bail pending further court action. A good note was sounded today for the economy of Jamestown following a series of announced plant closings and cutbacks. Vic Baker has the story.
What originally looked like more bad news for Jamestown turned around today when the Dahlstrom Corporation of Texas announced its Jamestown division had been sold to local investors. The price was not announced. Former executive vice president of the Dahlstrom Jamestown division, H.C. Bolton, is the new president of the company, which will continue to produce the same precision fabricated and rolled metal products. New company president Bolton said the new Jamestown company will continue to occupy the Jamestown plant, employing about 300 persons. The new name of the Dahlstrom Corporation Jamestown division will be Dahlstrom Manufacturing Incorporated of Jamestown and is now privately owned by Jamestown investors. This is Vic Baker for WBEN News.
Buffalo police suspect that there may be 1 or 2 bodies in a car resting on the bottom of the Niagara River at the foot of West Ferry Street. Divers resume the search in what they call a stolen car dumping area. So far, 5 cars have been located on the river bottom. Those are the area's top local and regional stories. Now to CBS for the World Tonight.
This is the World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Nixon denied again today that he knew about the Watergate bugging and burglary before it happened, and he denied again that he's been engaged in any cover-up. Robert Pierpoint has the story from the
Preserving Buffalo's memories. WBEN. StaffAnnouncer.com. Steve Cishon.